You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. If I sound a little bit different this morning, it's because I got a sore throat this morning. So you probably say, well, don't say anything then. All right. I won't. Good morning. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. You're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. We're just about a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. I shall be sitting here entertaining you as best as I can until 10 o'clock this morning. And it is, by the way, Tuesday, 17th of October. And you've just woken up. Good morning. And glad you could make it. Let's look at somebody with a birthday today, on today's date. 17th of October, going back to 1752. And this is interesting. Nicolas Appert was born on this day. Now, he was a French inventor of airtight food preservation. Appert, known as the father of canning, was a confectioner and a chef in Paris from 1784 to 1795. Now, in 1795, he began experimenting with ways to preserve foodstuffs, succeeding with soups, vegetables, juices, dairy products, jellies, jams, and syrups. He placed the food in glass jars, sealed them with a cork and sealing wax as well, and placed them in boiling water. And there you go. Now you know how to do preservation.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Stop me up, I'll never stop.
Well, there we go. Yeah, start me up from the Rolling Stones, please. Start me up. Right, and tell you what, I'm still a little bit of Stones, got a bit of Stones in so far, haven't we, this week. The reason why, you might well ask, because I told you, they got their new album coming out in 3 days' time, on Friday. That's coming out. Can't wait to hear what that's going to turn out like.
If you change your mind, take a chance, I'm the first in line, I'm the unsteal free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know, gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
There we go. It's Chaka Khan for you, and I'm Every Woman. And before that, well, that was ABBA and Take a Chance on Me. Good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. It looks like we're two of a kind this morning because about yesterday afternoon, middle of the afternoon, I suddenly got a sore throat. I think I'm going to cough in a minute. So bear with me today. I'll sort of do the best I can. I'll try not to talk so much and keep the volume down just in case I don't need to catch anything. Right, what have we got for you now? We're 15 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. So it is time to put you in the shower this morning. I think we're going to do that with Gloria Estefan. We haven't played her for a while, have we? Oh, she's getting higher and higher and higher.
Here we go.
And there we go. That's it in the show with you this morning. Gloria Estefan. And that was higher. I got one of these lozenges in my mouth right now. I don't know whether to cough or not. You know, so you've got a sore throat and it tickles. Quick good mornings to Rose. Rose has got some bad news. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Rose, and all the best to you and the family. Also, good morning to Mary Lou as well this morning. They're there with us, bright and breezy. Here's a song from Cast called Fine Time. Renee was saying that these germs probably get put around by WhatsApp. Probably true as well. So what's it all about? Do you really want to know? Do you want to get it hard? Do you just want to take it all and go? Because you got to let it out if you want to let it in. Got to let a little bit of love in and make it all begin. Got to find time, be the right time, and make a change. Think I'd like to be a little sad if you have the same thoughts. Cause you're taking all the good, but you're leaving with the bad. And if you don't make a change pretty soon, there won't be nothing coming back. You gotta look by time, the right time, and make a change. Cause it's just by time, the right time, and make a change. I do believe you read the first. There we go. Yes, that's a fine time, and what a fine time it is too. If you keep an eye on the time, it's 22 and a half minutes almost after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Here's a little bit coffee. I'm not sure if it's going to sort of develop into anything or not, but normally when I get a cold or something, a refriado, it normally starts with a sore throat. The sore throats always sort of come on rather quickly. Right, let me see. What was I going to tell you? Oh, the Cast. Well, they just call themselves Cast. On that record, they're an English indie rock band formed in Liverpool. That was back in 1992 by John Power. After the Power left, he actually left, and the Larsen Wilkinson's former band, Snack, had split. Following early lineups with different guitarists and drummers, that's Liam Skin Tyson on guitar and Keith O'Neill on drums, joined Cast. That was in 1993. And they sort of emerged from the Britpop movement of the mid-1990s. Right, and now let me see, what else have I got to tell you this morning? Oh, guests coming in the last hour this morning. We're going to welcome with us, we've got Ximena Eletta coming in. We're going to be talking about the Prisma Festival. Of course, Ximena Eletta, Grammar Dance, they're all coming in to chat. I think I better my sore throat's giving me a tickle. Right, yes, we're going to be talking about a new event coming up. This is going to be the Prisma Festival. So Ximena will be chatting to us about that. And apart from that, really, it's just a question of my survival. Does he love me? I want to know. Haven't got a clue.
I know you'll be the same.
There we go. A bit of a shoop-shoop from Cher now. And this board is 27 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. See if I can find a little one, quickie, take us to the bottom of the hour. Then we'll be looking at some of the international news, a little bit of business thrown in as well. This is Gilbert O'Sullivan taking down to the bottom of the hour and Get Down.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
You know, Vanilli, and living inside myself. Time on the break for show. We're 11 minutes as we make our way up to the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's say, by the way, Mandy just dropped me a great little sticker. She says, this is how I feel after I hear the news. And there's a little raccoon going back underneath the bed sheets. I know exactly how you feel. I want to say a very good morning to one of our regulars, is Rose. Good morning to you, Rose. And Rose sent us a little note first thing this morning. Says, Jerry, good morning. Can you please play some Nat King Cole? My mum, Sonia, Sonia's favourite is Autumn Leaves. She suddenly passed on Saturday at her 84th. Thank you. I'm so sorry to hear that. And I see you're up there in Volcan right now with your dad. It must be a very sad time for all of you. We send you all our condolences here, the Breakfast Show crew, from us and from Cool FM. And you asked if we could play Nat King Cole and Autumn Leaves, and we will. And we'll play, give you two in a row from Nat King Cole.
Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear maybe ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
There we go. Autumn Leaves from Nat King Cole and Smile, going out to Rose and family this morning. And I guess just remember, when we pass on, we leave some wonderful memories behind.
Baby, light my fire. Come on, baby. light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
There we go. Yes, Jose Feliciano and Light My Fire. And right, in just a few seconds' time, we'll be taking a look at some of the local news as well. Doesn't get much better. don't forget, in the last hour this morning, we've got Simona Eleda coming in, and we're going to be talking about the Prisma Festival. And this is all the Grandma Dance, of course, Simona's with Grandma Dance, and we'll be talking about that. That's in the last hour of this morning's program, so there's something for you to go and see and get involved with. As of right now, we're going to find out what's happening in the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @Empowoman.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are,
no matter.
Jerry D.
tell you what, that is absolutely brilliant. I remember when they came out. I was in Singapore, I think, at the time. 25 or 624, written by Robert Lamb, one of the founding members, of course, of Chicago. It was recorded in 1969. It was for their second album, which was just simply called Chicago, with Peter Cetera on the lead vocals there. In a 2013 interview, Robert Lamb said that he composed 25 or 624 on a 12-string guitar with only 10 strings. He was missing the two low E strings, and that he wrote the lyrics in one day. The band's first rehearsed the song? Where? At the Whiskey A Go-Go. And Lamb said the song is about trying to write a song in the middle of the night. The song's title is the time at which the song is set. 25 or 26 minutes before 4 a.m. in the morning. Now, because of the unique phrasing of the song's title, it has been interpreted to mean everything from a quantity of illicit drugs to the name of a famous person in code. I don't care. It's just a damn good piece of music. Let's see if we can find Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Jazz, how you doing? Well, I'm on the streets of Panama City. Yes, I am. I'm here getting ready to go, making a delivery that came last night at 12:30 in the evening. Whew, now I'm headed back to El Valle. Today is the day that Miss Chelsea goes to get her preliminary examination for her tummy tuck surgery. Only it's not really a tummy tuck surgery. It's also known as... she ain't ever gonna have no babies. I'm out of here now. Don't know nothing about birds and no babies. Yeah, we remember that one from, what was that, Gone with the Wind? Yeah, well, she's not gone with the wind. She's on her way right now with the cook in Coronado to get that medical exam. And then within the next 15 days or so, then we'll take her in and have her lady parts taken care of. You gotta do that. I mean, now I realize why people don't spay or neuter their pets. Dang, it's expensive. It's more than I thought. I mean, we were talking about the possibility of taking her to Spay Panama and doing something along that way. But I'm telling you, the doctors at the vets, chuleta. I didn't remember my dog ever having that much money. I mean, when I had Rolex spayed a number of years ago, or neutered, or whichever it was, he was only like, well, but again, it was a boy. Boys are easier to neuter. Just remember that, boys, you are easy to neuter. Girls are not as easy, mind you. So I don't know when her surgery is, so... I'm headed back that way. Hopefully the cook will be done and back at the ranch before I get home. But if not, well, I'm on the road now. On the road again. I'm on the road again. And I got her a costume. It arrived in the mail. Oh, my God, it's so cute. Oh, I can't... wow, got to get some coffee. Can't wait to get it on her and see what it looks like while she's wearing it, you know, because, I mean, it's going to be so cute. All right, off to get some coffee and then driving back to El Valle. All right, you guys have a wonderful day. It's Tuesday. Yeah, tomorrow's Humpity Hump Day. You have a good one. Back to you in the studio.
And buy me love. Love. Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. No, 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 no.
just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love.
There you go, can't buy me nut. They can buy you a means of not having any. There we go, and big thanks to Ingrid this morning for checking in with us. And Mandy says, I love that Chicago with Terry on the guitar. Thank you! I've been for one hour in a Trenke. Hey, it takes us a long time to arrange those. That's how we get our listeners. No. Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. By the band Steam. Although at the time it was made, there was no band called Steam. It's the best known for that song, 1969 number one hit, Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. Written and recorded by studio musicians Gary DiCarlo, a.k.a. Garrett Scott, Dale Frauschner, and producer-writer Paul Lecker of Mercury Studios in New York City. Singles attributed to the band's theme, although at the time there was actually no band with that name. There was a band called T-Rex, though. This is Master Guru. 7:28. And a half before nine.
Oh, no, we
Here we go. Apparently it's Basil of Metal Maguru. Metal Maguru from T-Rex. And we are almost exactly 26 and a half minutes as we make our way up to 9 o'clock. If you've snoozed at 8, got it for you at 9. Last hour this morning, we've got Zemena Letta coming in, Gramadance. They've got this Prisma Festival coming up. She's going to be telling us all about that. And somebody else, by the way, has got a birthday today. Baroness Karen von Blixen. What a lovely name. 1885, born on the 17th of October. Danish author, also known by her pen name, Isaac Dinesen. She's best known for Out of Africa. Remember that? They made a great movie of that. Her account of living in Kenya. And one of her stories, Babette's Feast. Now, both of which, just to mention, been adapted into highly acclaimed Academy Award-winning motion pictures.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
rooftop, surrounded by the stars and the view's high. Ain't nobody thinking about what you got. Everything's ours. Wanna dip, get a new spot. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Night never ends. No hurry, no hurry. Shorty look thick so the lines get blurry. In the night, so your paws or we might get dirty. DJ, let the beat play. Make a heat wave when you replay this. Tonight we gon' party like a DJ. Young and free, saying it's the one on my TK shit. The moon is the light. The sky is the ceiling. Low is the bass and the high is the feeling. World is a club. All in, cause we can. This one for the books. Don't worry about a thing.
Ooh, we can.
A mad con, and don't worry about a thing, with featuring Ray Dalton on there. But you can't guess which one he is. Yes, he's the one who decides to talk in the middle of the record. You can always tell when they got that on, haven't they? I tell you what, here's a birthday for you, for the 17th of October, back in 1938. Evel Knievel. Robert Craig Knievel. He was, of course, American motorcycle daredevil and entertainer, famous in the United States and elsewhere, of course, between the late 1960s and early 1980s over there in the UK. Especially, he was a big hit.
I've been drowning in the river, trying to soothe my soul. Take me under, take me deeper than I choose to go. I can't see it any clearer. Lost it long ago. Down here underneath the surface, you're my only hope. If you remember me, everyone else can't forget. Everyone else can't forget. Tell them I have nothing. Waiting for the storm to surrender my soul. Lead me in your holy water and lay me down. If you remember me, everyone else can forget. Everyone else can forget.
Cry, cry,
And there we go. That is Take That and Cry. 15 minutes exactly before 9 o'clock. And good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops the line and says, I know it's been a while since my last request recorded. Has he retired, haven't he? And we can tell. It's always lovely to hear from you, Mary Lou. You've got a couple of pieces of music here that you asked us to play. I'll tell you what, we're going to do that, but, both of them. But I tell you what, I'm going to start with this one because you asked if we could play Tusk from Fleetwood Mac. Well, of course, that has just, in fact, just been sort of celebrated. Of course, Tusk was the 12th studio album by Fleetwood Mac. Double album. Released, why are we saying it? Because it was released on the 12th of October 1979. It was only just recently on the BBC. They were celebrating the anniversary of the record. Here's the title track, the one you asked for. It is Tusk.
Breakfast Show. All the best sounds around with Jerry D.
Well, here's a change. This is your second request, Mary Lou. Comes from George Strait, Heartland.
Gone. Sing the rain on the roof on summer night with its tears.
we go. Two in a row for Mary Lou there. And that was Heartland from George Strait. This is Jackie Trent. Where are you now? I don't know. Yes, she is. There we go. Yes, that was Jackie Trent and Where Are You Now, My Love, from 1965. It was written by Tony Hatch and Jackie Trent and commissioned for use in the Granada television police drama It's Dark Outside, and recorded by Trent, released due to demand from viewers of the series because, well, it became her only top 30 hit when it reached the top of the UK singles chart for 1 week. That was May of 1965. May of 1965. That's the year. That's the year I joined the Air Force. There we go. Right, next on my list this morning is this one from Sam Smith. It's called Midnight Train. Love the words to this song. Time on the Breakfast Show, almost exactly 5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We are on 89.3, of course, call FM. Guest, of course, as I told you earlier on, coming in the last hour of this week, we're talking all about dance.
I choose me, and I know that's selfish love. You are a dream, and I can't thank you enough. But I give another piece of me away every waking day that I'm with you. Am I a monster? What do your family think of me? They brought me in. They held me out with everything. But I give a little piece of me away every single day. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain.
you so much that I have to let you go. I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know, but it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope. So I pick out the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight's the night I choose to walk away. I can't stop crying. I hate that, of course, you pain, but I can't deny it.
That song, Sam Smith and Midnight Train. Renee dropped a phone, says, ah, Sam Smith. Yes, he's our daughter's, daughter Reagan's favourite as well. And, by the way, she said, oh, you had a good nap. Oh, that's nice. Did Ingrid say her first dog was named Rolex? I can't honestly remember, to be honest with you right now, but, wouldn't surprise me. You've got to watch where it goes, haven't you? Right, by the way, this is a true story. Mandy came back and said, were you really in Singapore? Because I mentioned I was in Singapore when Chicago released 26 5 to 4 or something. And anyway, yes, I was in Singapore, but why I'm sort of coming onto this, because when I was in Singapore, when I arrived, there was an American family that were going back, and they gave us, well, they asked us if we would take their dog, and it was a beautiful sort of collie, you know, like a sheepdog, I think. Lovely. And one evening, you may not, none of you probably know the song that I'm going to refer to, but anyway, one evening, she was out, and I couldn't find her, so I'm out there, probably at around about 11 o'clock at night, going, Daisy! Daisy! And the little voice came from the distance, give me your answer, do. There is a song, by the way. Yes, but as I said, if I was in Singapore back then, I'm sure you lot wouldn't remember it. Right, well, happily, that's brought us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Our mystery. Do you think I didn't notice? I could see that you had both feet not quite on the ground. Oh, Mr. Reed, do you think I didn't see you crying in the foyer after midnight? By the telephone booth. Man, trapped in their own web. Man, with power but no friends. Men who make demands with a future in their hands are fragile. I know, I know. Oh, Mr. Reed, why did you start to look away? I was asking a very important question about your life. You know, I'm trying to explain that there's something about you I quite like. Men trapped in their own web. Men with power but no friends. Locked in their own head. Men so easily led.
There goes Dave Stewart. Yes, he got it. One half of Eurythmics there. On his own. Time on the breakfast show, 17 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course. Call FM. Smoothest place in your radio dial. To say good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy to say.
It is, yeah, I thought it was Wednesday for me. Never mind. Wishful thinking. So, how was that yesterday? Just working?
No, yesterday, remember, I went to the...
you went to the French?
To Cinepolis.
That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. How was that?
Mm-hmm. Very nice. It was a comedy.
Oh, right.
The movie, yeah.
So you laughed in French, did you?
No. In Spanish.
good.
Yeah, it was very nice.
So you saw the ambassador there?
Oh, yeah. She said hello to you. Mm-hmm. We were Thank talking you. About coming back for an interview, so we'll see. When she can come back.
Yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can speak Francais.
Yes.
Not a lot.
No, a little bit.
And what about today? What you got for today?
Today just work.
Oh, okay.
Because tomorrow is going to be very busy.
Why, what are you doing tomorrow?
A lot of events tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You going to have time to come here or?
Oh, yes, of course.
Such a busy girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting over a sore throat.
Oh, yes.
Not been too bad, though. It's sort of loosening up a bit. So fingers crossed.
Okay.
And, look, there's my watch. Go away. I'll put it on silent. I was just, Christina was looking, you know, we just had the car show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And, well, at Lapa this coming weekend, they've got second-hand car show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
at Lapa.
Ah.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a better idea, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Because I was surprised at the motor show last weekend, they had a lot of regular cars. And I was, I don't know, I was thinking about having a lot of electric cars or...
Yeah, I think...
It was just a few of them.
Yeah, it's a shame. I tell you what, I mean, of course, we were sort of saying if we had to change our car, the way to go here in Panama right now would be hybrid. I mean, there's no way are they ready to take electric cars. Mm-hmm. But what I love is the sort of design of cars coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, LED lights have made such a big difference to their design. They don't have to use bulbs and things like that. And, I love the way that the car design is going.
Mm-hmm.
And, electric cars are great, but we're just not ready, in a few years. I don't know why we seem to be so late at everything.
Yeah.
But you go over to Europe, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And big cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like we are going to keep living in the past, you know, and then in Europe they're going to have all these new cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else which was weird, because you know when we travelled through Europe beginning of the year, earlier in the year, and one thing that sort of really surprised me is I don't know what's the matter with us. Mm-hmm. You go to Europe. You come if you go to an airport, you come out. Or you go to a train station, you come out, and there's rows of taxis to take you to wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like the way it is done here. Mm-hmm. I went to the airport when Christina came back to pick her up. Mm-hmm. They've got these guys, they're like sort of this, you know, taxi, 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 you know, taxi. I wouldn't go with these people if you paid me, I don't know, because a lot of people haven't been here for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So where are the taxis? Why do we not have a proper taxi service, punto? But, I mean, why don't we have taxis at the goddamn airport, for heaven's sake? And, I mean, give people who have decent taxis that can actually put luggage in them and 4 to 5 people in them, give them a special permit to go to the airport. Stop this business of people out there touting to get taxis for people. It's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
Put a taxi rank where people go out and there's somebody there, where are you going to? Tells the driver or whatever, like they do in most normal countries.
Yeah, so that really annoys me. Especially in the airport, you know, it makes us look like weird.
Well, it is.
It's not nice.
And if you've never been here, you're not going to... How do you know you're going to trust these people?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's wake up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, a few people have said to me how disappointed they are with the new terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How long has it taken to build that terminal?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We're not a third world country, but it seems like we want to be one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Come on, let's get let's have a little bit of pride, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of... Well, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm going to keep quiet. Everybody's saying, good.
So are you going to that fair?
I don't know. We might go and have a look, just to be nice, get an idea of what's available and what kind of prices.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I think it's a good idea.
And if you're going to buy a same car, you know, what kind of guarantee do you get with it?
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
We might just go to be nosy.
Yeah.
But, we might do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a guest coming in soon.
Oh, yes.
I mean, from Grammar Dance.
Mm-hmm. Ximena Leta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's to look forward to.
Yes.
You can do the talking, because I know my sore throat. All right, yes, well, enjoy the rest of your working day.
Thank you.
And I'm going to dose myself up with stuff and try and get rid of my my cold. Well, I haven't got a cold, it's just a sore throat, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, yes. Have a good day.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
shoulder your Les Paul and finger that fretboard. I make my vows to those who've come before. I turn up the volume, let the spirits be my guide.
There we go, that is Bruce Springsteen and Ghosts. Go away. Minsa are calling me on the phone. Oh, this should be good for a laugh. Oh, they've gone. Why would Minsa be calling me on the phone? Perhaps they want to advertise with us, yes, you never know. Minsa are calling us on the breakfast show line. Oh, call back and we'll try and pick up the phone. Right. Did you know that I'm a rebel? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm, of course.
You know, I can be really quite a rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what this is?
Yes.
Good morning, Alessio. Cool FM. Group of Grada. Here's a special one for you this morning.
Y tú que no llegas,
ni siquiera muestras señas. Y yo con la camisa negra y tus maletas en la puerta. Mal parece que solo me quedé y fue pura solita tu mentira. Qué maldita mala suerte la mía que aquel día.
Yes, indeed. Juana's and La Camisa Negra. The story of that one goes back about 16 years. When I sort of first came to Cool FM and played that, and Alessio, oh, good, don't play that one. So why? I said, well, because it's in Spanish. He said, no, I don't like it. So every time he asks for a sound check, guess what he gets? Anyway, a great friend of mine. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. Alessio, thank you. Slow motion girl. Laid back.
give it a little
try, try.
Come on, let's
try, try.
Quite fun, isn't it? Laid Back, and they are a Danish electronic music duo coming from Copenhagen, formed back in 1979, and consists of John Goldberg on the vocals, guitar and bass, and Tim Stahl on the vocals, keyboards, drums and bass, best known for, well, Sunshine Reggae and White Horse from 1983, and also Baker Man from 1989. But I like this one, Laid Back and Slow Motion Girl is what this one's called. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3, Cool FM, 21 and a half minutes before the hour of 10. This is Johnny Mathis. It's what Lala says to me. I believe I can fly. Not with your wings clipped, you can't.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes the silence, it can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. If I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. If I can see it, then I can do it. If
Johnny Mathis, and I Believe I Can Fly. Right, I tell you what, people that can fly are amazing dancers. And that brings us in. We've got Ximena Letta with us. Good morning to you. We don't have a lot of time, so we've got to get in as much as we can.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
We don't make you dance. You just sit back and relax and...
Yeah, I love this.
I relax every morning. Hey, Prisma 12, I've been looking. I mean, how long has it taken you to put all this together? It's huge.
Thank you. A year. We already started on next year's edition.
Yeah, I saw you got a call for next year.
Exactly. So it takes about 13 months to be precise.
Is this the first one? The first Prisma? Or
12.
Oh, it is the 12th. I saw 12. Really?
Yes.
Has it always been this huge?
Actually, it got to be even bigger before the pandemic. And then, of course, we became virtual for 1 year, and then we shrank a lot the first year that it was live. Mm-hmm. And then we've been growing back. Mm-hmm. It's still not as big as it got to be, but almost there.
You're almost there. Yes. Yeah. So this is from the 12th of October, which is, that was 5 days ago.
Yep.
And going through to the 21st.
Yes.
So tell us about the program.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So what's left of it, which is most of it, is a full week of dance presentations and master classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the artistic side and the pedagogical side. And every night from now until Saturday night, we have a presentation, whether in Teatro Nacional, National Theater, which is, for instance, tonight,
or the
Ateneo, which is tomorrow, and then National Theater again. And then we're also performing at the Manzana de Santana, which is this new, very cool place in Santana, which is right outside of Casco Antiguo. That's for free, that performance, but you do have to reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going back to the metro station where we started.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
we
started last Thursday. And we're finishing off at the National Theater on Saturday night with a company from Norway.
Oh, wonderful.
But this year we have companies from Germany, that's tonight. We have France, which was this past weekend. We have Spain. We have three from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
We have Holland or the Netherlands. We have Norway. We have Taiwan.
Wow.
Beautiful pieces. Just very, very
beautiful. How do you attract all these people?
The web, I guess, has done the trick. We have also, of course, through the years, formed a network of we'd like to call ourselves Prisma fans.
And so
we have dancers who've danced here in the past, or dancers who applied in the open call.
Mm-hmm.
And we send them all, and they're in the thousands by now, the ones that we have sent for the open call. They're in the hundreds, the ones who have actually come and danced for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we send them send to all of them this promotional material, the open call. And also in a few publications, dance publications, websites. Yeah, and the word gets around. And so every year we get proposals from literally the five continents,
mm-hmm.
From all over the world. And we get between 250 and 500 proposals.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Panama has come in vogue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
Yeah.
And that helps too, because it's a very desirable destination.
Oh, look, Panama's looking for people. Oh, we haven't been there. Come on, let's go.
Exactly, exactly. And so they say, okay, they're going to pay for my lodging, my food, my internal transportation. I get the, they get the airline tickets from their countries, and they're even paying me, you know, not great, but okay. To dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great experience, and, you know, yeah, it's all in.
Wow. They pay you?
No.
No.
We pay them.
Oh, you pay them. I was putting myself in their shoes. Oh, okay. So,
like,
say,
they're paying me to dance, and they're paying me to feeding me.
You got that tied down well. You can be my manager.
I wish.
Oh, that's wonderful. And how is Panama represented in the program?
We have three Panamanians dancing in the program. Excuse me. Two of them already danced. One of them was Compañía Gramo Dance, which I happened to direct, but it was chosen with external judges, so I did not have a say on that. They started out with the Metro. And then we had Stephanie Lee, who performed on Saturday. And then we will have Eleonora Dal Asta doing an aerial piece on harness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
At that Manzana de Santana that I mentioned.
I must go and see. Jasmine, yes. Have you been there? Right? You must think you go everywhere.
Yes, of course.
You've been, yes. So you've been to the Big Apple.
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful place. I love that.
I've never seen, but we had Pro Ed on the other day, and they've gone to Manzana.
Manzana, too. Yeah. It used to be an orphanage of some sort.
Oh, really?
And it takes up, a Manzana means like a whole block. That's what that means, right? So it takes up a whole block of Santana, and then it has a huge inner courtyard. And it was restored after it stopped being operational.
Right.
And now there's sort of kiosks and very small stores, and there's this very nice auditorium that we're going to use, food places. So it's very nice.
Wow. Yeah. I must go and see it. I must have missed it. Is it. Whereabouts exactly is it?
It's about three blocks down from La Plaza de Santana, which is on Central Avenue, the very end of Central Avenue, where the Cafe Coca-Cola, famous Cafe Coca-Cola,
is.
So it's about three or four blocks down Santana.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I must go and find. I must go and have a nose. I must go out, yes.
Yeah, you will love it.
Yes, yeah. I'll have to go out. Yeah. So, now, this is, it's been ongoing, so people are going, you say they register, how do they register for this?
We have on our website, so that everybody can sort of build their own program, we have short videos of all the works that we're showing.
Oh, excellent.
So, you go in there, and it's on the very first page, you have something called Artistas, like a square or whatever. Go in there in the artist page, and there's going to be pictures of everything. There's going to be write-ups of the pieces, write-ups of the companies. And then if you double-click under every photo, you'll get a video, a short video. And so build your own program. You have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So you've got six days worth of dance. And in a couple of those days, there's a couple things going on, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. But, yeah, absolutely. And there's both free performances, paid performances, and in the case of, and of course, there's subsidized prices, Jerry, because in Ateneo, it's $20. In the National Theater, there's a range of prices, but, you know, I think the highest prices, I believe, is like $40.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really quite affordable, and the most inexpensive is probably $5.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And you, and you mentioned you got some master classes on as well. How does that
yes,
work?
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you before. Okay. So every performer, every artist, every choreographer that presents their work in Prisma also teach. Mm-hmm. So it's like mm-hmm. part of the deal. You right. come to Prisma, you teach. And they're all free. They're in this. In this case, there were 19 master classes.
Wow.
Yes, and the community of dancers in Panama, and not only dancers, people from karate and folk dances, and not just contemporary dancers, circus, come, you know, it's like a it's a huge opportunity. They take off the week, and they just go to master classes mm-hmm. every day. There's wow. two a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
where do they take place?
They normally take place in Steps Academy. Mm-hmm. You have to pre-register, and right. they're basically booked by now. But mm-hmm. You have to, yeah, they're in Steps Academy, and some of them are in Fundación Espacio Creativo over in Casco Antiguo. A couple of them were in my studio, in my company studio, mm-hmm. Cielo with an X. So in different places. We also had two creation labs, sort mm-hmm. of like artistic mm-hmm. residences mm-hmm. that end up in a piece, and we performed those, we showed those this past weekend, one at the Bio Museum
mm-hmm.
and another one.
What is the scope of time?
All these are like very formative, right. you know.
And what is the scope of the type of dancing that you've got through the program?
It's all contemporary dance because mm-hmm. we are a contemporary dance festival exclusively, but contemporary dance is so broad
mm-hmm.
that anything that is contemporary in nature, and that's very hard for me to describe in a short time, mm-hmm. but so you can have a fusion of flamenco and contemporary dance. We actually we didn't get to present it, but it was chosen by mm-hmm. our jury.
Mm-hmm.
You can have folk and contemporary. You can have contemporary and circus techniques. We showed the French company was like that.
Right.
We've had that mm-hmm. in the past. Mm-hmm. Hip hop, sort of, you know, urban okay. urban mm-hmm. dances mm-hmm. fused with contemporary dance, and the conception of the choreography
mm-hmm.
is contemporary. So I think that's sort of like the prerequisite. It's the conceptualization of mm-hmm. it. Has to be very contemporary.
I know. I've seen some of yours with the aerial dancing,
mm-hmm.
I'm wrapping them these sort of like drapes that fall down
fabrics.
And they wind themselves up. And it's really cool. Are you still dancing?
I am still dancing.
Good, very good.
Thank
good.
You. Yeah.
Are you dancing in any of these?
No.
No.
No. It's too hard. I take master classes.
Yeah.
I took one yesterday.
Aspirin in it, doesn't it?
I think I would go crazy, Jerry. That would be just like the cherry on the pie. We tried it once, my co-director and I, first year, and we said, uh-huh. okay, that was not a good idea. And she danced again once, only once.
Oh, you
she
wait.
Almost went crazy, but I stayed out, so
yeah. Yeah, just wait. That's what I say when I get out of bed in the morning. Oh, that wasn't a good idea. I tell you what, we've done well, you know.
Yes, yeah. we've done very well.
Have we missed anything?
We got most of it down.
Yeah.
I haven't told you that this year we're really, really happy that we were able to go back to performing for students, because it's something
great.
That we did pre-pandemic.
Yes. That's right.
And then
remember,
with the pandemic,
you were traveling through the country, weren't you?
Well, that I do with my company, which
okay.
is my other half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with Prisma, we had gotten as far as Colón and Chorrera,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we were super happy. And this was like 2019, right? So we said, okay, after this, we're going for like Penonomé, Chitré, Santiago, and then, you know, 3 years down the line, we'll be in Chiriquí, Bocas del Toro. Listen, you know, pandemic came, Meduca closed down, you know how that was,
mm-hmm.
for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then even last year, they said to us, you know, we're not ready, na-na-na-na. And then this year, they were ready in
mm-hmm.
terms of,
mm-hmm.
you know, openness and COVID and everything, non-COVID, but no budget. And we said, you know what? We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it with or without the budget. So we got one sponsor. It wasn't enough, but still, you know, we decided to go ahead with it.
Mm-hmm.
We are so happy. We presented that French circus / contemporary dance piece to them. There were 1,000 kids.
Really?
From public schools and private schools.
Wonderful.
And wow. Where
did you put
amazing.
Them all? Where did you do this?
At the International School of Panama, they have the most amazing auditorium.
Ah, yes, I think I've been there. I think they did Les Miserables one time.
It might be. Yeah. They don't rent it out, but since it was their students that were there for one day, then we were able to do that exchange.
Yeah.
And
No, it was beautiful. Because they... it was their students that put on Les Miserables.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's quite some place out there.
It is very nice.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're hoping to go back to pre-pandemic plans, Jerry,
right.
and reach the whole country. That is our plan.
All right, Jimena, we got to go.
Yes.
And thank you
ahead.
For coming to, and congratulations on.
Thank you.
And I'm sure it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you're interested, you can go
and
book for next year.
And wow, this year they still have 6 days, so festivalprisma.com. Festivalprisma.com, that's where you're going to find all the info and the tickets and everything.
All right, perfect. We'll have some information on our website today as well. Big thanks to Jimena and also to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, social media, you name it, she does it. Big thanks to her. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Boys and girls of Group of Grod are going to shut me down. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow, Wednesday, middle of the week, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please do it carefully. I want to be talking to you then, not about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.